Welcome to Torah Timach HaNachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hanalei Rappaport, and today we will be learning Sefer Shoftim Perek Chaf, Chapter 20. We ended the last perek with the terrible story of how some hooligans in the tribe of Binyamin raped a Pilagesh, a concubine, basically until her death. Her husband, who was certainly not blameless in the story, cuts her body to pieces, sends one piece to each tribe, and tells them that justice needs to be carried out. We are going to enter a devastating civil war where it remains unclear who are the good guys, who are the bad guys. Everyone here is going to suffer. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Ve'yetzu kol b'nei Yisrael, the entire Jewish nation goes out. Vatikahel ha'eda ki ish echad, and they gather together like one man. L'midan va'ad be'er sheva, ve'eretz ha'gil'ad. And they gather from Dan va'ad be'er sheva, from the north of Eretz Yisrael to the south, and even Eretz ha'gil'ad joins. El Hashem. To Hashem, HaMitzvah, in Mitzvah. The Radak says that whenever a multitude of Jews get together, it's called El Hashem. Even if they're getting together mistakenly, as it will be in this situation, the Shechina is with them. This gathering is something we haven't seen yet in our Sefer. All of them, Ki'ish Echad, they unite. Because we see the term Midan Va'ad Be'er Sheva, it tells us that the story must have happened after Pesel Micha, which we just learned about, because that's when Dan was already situated in northern Eretz Yisrael. 400,000 men get together, Chazal say, camping like they did in the desert, all of them ready to avenge this Chilul Hashem, this desecration of Hashem's name that had become public. In Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, Vayishmu'u b'nei Binyamin ki alu b'nei Yisrael ha-mitzvah. And the children, the tribe of Binyamin hears that b'nei Yisrael have come together in mitzvah. Vayomu b'nei Yisrael, and b'nei Yisrael say, this is, they're talking to the Levi, the man, the husband of this concubine, Dabru, speak, Echan yesa hara'a hazais. How is it possible that this terrible thing happened? The Radak said, here is Binyamin's problem. They see everybody gathering. They should have done something. We don't see them taking any action, saying, yes, we know this terrible thing happened. There were bad people amongst us. We're going to take care of it. They don't do anything. The Jewish people, the gathering of people say, Echa. Echa is a sad word, always a sad word. How is this even possible? The Levi responds to them, but he leaves out crucial parts of the story, as we discussed yesterday. Pasuk Hey, verse 5, Vayakimu alai ba'alei ha'giva, and the Levi is talking, and he says that people from the Giva get up around me, Vayasoibu alai ha'sabayis laila, and they surround the house at night, Osi dimu laharoig, they wanted to kill me, inaccurate, ve'es pilakshi inu, and they raped my pilagesh, vatamos, and she died. And he turns to the leaders and says, ki asu zima unvala b'Yisrael, certainly true. A terrible, disgraceful action was done in Yisrael, and even if it wasn't all of them, they didn't protest, and they haven't taken care of it, they are not planning to take care of it, you've got to do something. Pasuk Zayin, verse 7, Hine kulcham b'nei Yisrael, all of you b'nei Yisrael, havu lachem davar ve'etza halom. Come up with some sort of plan and do it. And even though perhaps these people, these hooligans, and certainly not the whole Shevet Binyamin, are chay of misa, worthy of death, a king or a Sanhedrin are allowed to pass laws that would not stand up in a court of law. Meaning that even if a person is not chayiv misa, even if a person is not deserving of death for a certain action, a king is allowed to have him killed in order to set certain standards. So he's talking to the Jewish nation and he's saying, go out and do something. You have the power of the whole Jewish nation behind you. Go and do it. Here is their mistake, B'nai Yisrael's mistake. They commit to going to war without asking any questions or doing too many investigations. They decide that the whole Shevet Binyamin is indeed chayev. They are indeed culpable of this crime. They collect provisions and they're going out to war. Pasuk Yud Aleph, verse 11, Ve'yasef kol ish Yisrael. Again, that word. All of B'nai Yisrael, el ha'ir, to the city, ki ish achad chaverim. All together as friends. They ask the tribe of Binyamin to send out the people who actually committed the crime. Instead, Binyamin pulls together their own army, 26,700 men, setting the stage for a devastating civil war. Before they begin the war, the nation, the Jews, they're going to ask the Urim V'Tumim questions. They're going to ask the Urim V'Tumim three times, each one a little differently. So pay attention to the way the words are the questions are being phrased and the different answers that they get. The Urim V'Tumim is not an oracle, meaning it doesn't give them necessarily clear answers, and it answers to what exactly it's being asked. I'm, again, basing this part of the shir on a very fundamental Ramban on the story of Sodom, and it describes this. The first time when they ask the Urim V'Tumim, they are not asking at all whether they should go and fight. They have made that decision on their own. They're also not asking if they're going to be successful. They believe that with 400,000 men against 26,700, there is no question. They just want to know who should go first. And like we saw in the very first parak of Shoftim, in the very first battle that we had, Yehuda is told to go first. In Pasuk Yerches, verse 18, Vayakumu vayalu Beisel, they come to Beisel, vayishalu beilakim, they ask Hashem, vayomu b'nei Yisrael, mi ya'ale lanu batchila lamilchama im b'nei Binyamin. Who should go first in this war that we're going to have with B'nai Binyamin? Vayomer Hashem, Yehuda Batchila. And Hashem answers him exactly what he was asked. Yehuda should go first. They suffered a terrible defeat. 22,000 from the B'nai Yisrael die. Why? Why did these men deserve to die? Why do 22,000 of the Jewish nation deserve to die? Chazal teach us that Hashem got angry at them. He says, When they put an Avodah Zarah up in Dun, it didn't trouble anybody at all? No one got together then? No councils? And it could be that I would have excused it by saying that you Jews don't get passionate about anything. But now I see that you are getting passionate about this, as you should. But it shows that you have no sensitivity to the covet of Shemayim. When it was my covet at stake, when they're building an Avodah Zarah and done, nobody comes. And he says, for this, B'nai Yisrael deserve to be hit. And again, they gather together to fight again. They're not questioning whether they should go out to fight again. But before they do, they send a small group of people to ask Hashem again. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, verse 23. Vayalu B'nai Yisrael. And B'nai Yisrael go up, some, vayivku lifnei Hashem ad ha'arav. And they're crying because 22,000 men have died. Vayishalu b'Hashem leimar, and they asked Hashem again, ha'osif lageshes lemilchama im b'nei binyamin achi. Should I continue to fight this battle against b'nei binyamin, my brother? Vayomar Hashem alu alav. And Hashem said, go and fight again. They've already gathered again. They've already gathered to fight again. They weren't asking if they should. It was really a small group. They were confident, and it wasn't enough of them who had come to ask this question. Once again, on the next day, 18,000 die. By now, they have learned their lesson. They are no longer confident, and they cannot act without Hashem's help. And listen to the difference in the way they're going to ask the third time. Pasuk Chaf Vav, verse 26. Vayalu Kol B'nai Yisrael. Now it's the entire Jewish nation, V'chol Ha'am, every single one of them, V'yavo Beiskel, and they all come together, V'yivku, and they cried, V'yeshvu Sham Lifnei Hashem, and they sat there before Hashem, V'yatsumu B'yom Ha'hu Ata'arv, and they do tshuva, and they fast, and they recognize, and they realize, V'ya'alu Oilos Ushlamim Lifnei Hashem, and they bring Karbanos Bifnei Hashem. The words Vayavo Ubeiskel tell us, according to the Radak, that all of them come before Hashem, returned to Hashem. Ha'osif od latseis lamilchama. Last time it doesn't say the word latseis because they had already gone out to war. The question was just, should we continue? Should we move forward with this? Now it's a question of even, do we go out at all? And they wouldn't go without hearing that they should. Vayisha'alu b'nei Yisrael b'Hashem, v'sham Aron bris ha'elakim b'yamim ha'hem, and they ask Hashem, and the Aron is there. And then in Pasuk Lafches, u'Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aron oimed lefanav b'yamim ha'hem, at that time, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aron ha'kohen was there. Leimar, ha'osif od latzeis l'molchama im b'nei Binyamin achi im echtal. Should I go out to war again with Binyamin, my brother, or should I stop? Again, the stopping here is now an option. Vayomer Hashem, alu, go up, ki machar etnenu biyadecha. Because tomorrow you're going to have it and I'm going to give them in your hands. Now that you've come with the proper state of mind and with the proper contrition and you've done your tshuva and you're no longer going with, well, obviously we're going to win, we're 400,000. Now I could tell you that, yes, now you can go. The pasuk mentions Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, but doesn't say that he did anything at all, because he didn't. And Chazal blame him for this. Why didn't you get involved? Like he is challenged for Yiftach's oath, which we learned about, and for the people from Ephraim who died for not saying Shiboles correctly, like we learned about. I'm not going into those stories again. Pinchas and the other members of Sanhedrin are blamed for not being active enough. I'm going to read you the Tana Dvei Eliyahu. I'm not going to read it all in Hebrew, but parts of it. If you want to ask the 72,000 that died in Givas Binyamin, Mifnei Ma Nehergu, why were they killed? Why did 72,000 people die in this war that we're going to learn about now, that we're learning about? Hayalahem the Sanhedria Gedola, Sheheniach Moshe v'Yoshua. Moshe and Yoshua left the Sanhedrin in charge. Upinchas ben Elazar imahem. Pinchas ben Elazar was one of them. And they should have taken ropes of barzel, of iron, and tied it around their hips, and pick up their clothing above their ankles, and run through the streets to the cities of Yisrael. One day they should have gone to Lachish, and one day to Eglon, and one day to Hebron, and one day to Basel, and one day to Yerushalayim. And they should have taught them. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, atre yisyashvu Yisrael ba'atzam, until the Torah was spread and they were settled in their land, yiskadal v'yiskada shemayshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam. And the name of Hashem should have been raised and people should have been aware of it. Hem lo asuchein. They didn't do this. It's very hard even to say these words because it's hard for us to understand what it means. But when Bnei Yisrael came into their land, kol echad ve'echad ratz l'karmo v'lezeto, each one ran to his karam, to his vineyard, and to his olive trees, v'omar, and they said, shalom alay nafshi. I'm okay. I'm good. I don't have to do any more. If people come to me, of course I'll help them. But what Chazal is saying, no, you don't wait for people to come to you. It's a message to all of us. If you are there, see. And if you see, do. Don't sit back and don't wait for somebody to come and say, you must. Back to the war. Using all kinds of military tactics and ambush and a feigned retreat, they successfully, almost too successfully, decimated the army of Binyamin, killing 25,000 men, leaving only 600 survivors. For those of you who are really paying attention, there's a discrepancy because they started 26,700, so we're missing 1,100. Perhaps they died in the first two battles, meaning we know about the 40,000 from the Jewish army that died, the other Jews who died from the battle, but maybe 1,100 from Binyamin died there too. The 600 hide out in a cave in the desert for 4 months. The cities of Binyamin are left without defense, and the rest of the nation goes to the cities and fields of Binyamin, wiping out the men, women, and children and cattle. The only people left from Binyamin are these 600 men. And with this, we end this very, very sad parak. Thank you for learning in memory of our dear grandmothers, Miriam Schenker, Rachel Friedman, Teresa Schreiber, and Bella Oppenheimer, Aleihem HaShalom, Nishot Chayil, who lived with utmost commitment to Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, despite the physical and spiritual challenges they faced living in the United States, Israel, or Europe. May their example continue to inspire our families and the families of Klal Yisrael. Nina and Chaim Schenker.